The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department is just one of 37 agencies to participate in a federal program known as 287G. It allows deputies to take part in enforcing federal immigration laws. Participation in the program is voluntary and controversial. Today, the Sheriff's Department hoped to answer questions about 287G by allowing reporters to walk through the process. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
The main job of the Sheriff's Department is simple. It runs the jails in Mecklenburg County. This walkthrough was held at the main jail in Uptown, but it began in a conference room one floor above central booking.
My name is Sheriff Erwin Carmichael. I am here today to clarify our role and hopefully dispel the rumors about what we do.
In terms of the enforcement of federal immigration laws, the 287G program was launched in 1996 as part of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act. Originally, there were two parts to the program. One allowed officers trained by federal agents to take part in on-the-street task forces to identify and round up illegal immigrants. That led to allegations of racial profiling and other complaints, and the task forces were disbanded in 2012. But the other part of 287G remains in place, and since 2006, the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department has been an active participant.
The 287G program operation strictly is within the Mecklenburg County Jail. In other words, no one encounters 287G deputies unless they are arrested, charged with a crime, and brought to the Mecklenburg County Jail.
Where specially trained deputies screen all suspects, he said, to determine their immigration status. What happens next, Carmichael added, is up to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents, or ICE for short.
At no time does the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office make a decision as to whether an individual is removed from the United States. We do not make decisions on who gets deported.
We'll have more on that screening process in a moment. Carmichael took time to state why his department is involved in 287G. It's all about safety, he said.
Since I've been sheriff, we've been able to identify an individual who was arrested for four murders. Because of the 287G program, we were able to determine he was in this country unlawfully. A man here illegally, a citizen, national of Mexico, arrested for 15 counts of felony child abuse and inflicting serious physical injury, and 15 counts of false imprisonment. Another person here illegally, a citizen and a national of Honduras, arrested for felony possession of a weapon of mass destruction. It's about safety and security of our facility and the 1 million-plus citizens of Mecklenburg County.
Carmichael left this press conference without taking questions, leaving unanswered how knowing the immigration status of these incarcerated individuals made anyone safer. The actual tour of how the 287G program works started with a walk through a secure underground parking lot, which leads to a large metal door.
This is the door of no return.
Captain Daniel Stitt was our tour guide. He runs the 287G program in Mecklenburg County.
The arrestees are brought here, and they'll walk in, and the process starts.
First, they go through that metal door. And they're walked up to a counter where every suspect, Stitt says, is asked a series of questions, two of which are, what country are you a citizen or natural of, and where were you born?
Anything other than U.S. to either of those two questions will trigger that 287G interview. Now, that interview could last 30 seconds. It could last for a couple of hours.
Carried out by one of eight deputies seated in a row of petition desks.
Those officers are trained by ICE. They attend a school that is put on by ICE, paid for by ICE. And those deputies know what those questions are. I'm not going to get into those details. That is for them and through their training.
But Stitt did add some of the questions go into how an individual entered the country. And it's important to note all this takes place when an individual is simply charged with a crime. That can range from serious felonies to something like a DUI. If an individual is deemed to be in the country illegally, the deputies then alert ICE, who can, in turn, ask for that person to be held. Stitt would not detail how long those holds usually take.
They're all case by case.
But he did say the Sheriff's Department will hold the individual until ICE arrives. It costs money to keep someone in jail, and ICE pays for the extra time in detention. There has been a lot of news lately about immigration crackdowns. The Department of Homeland Security has issued guidelines vastly expanding the number of people considered deportation priorities. And President Donald Trump has called the effort a military operation.
We're getting really bad dudes out of this country, and at a rate that nobody's ever seen before.
The Sheriff's Department no longer appears to publish the number of people deported under 287G, but thousands have been turned over to ICE. Asked if there's been an increase in 287G activity here in Mecklenburg, Captain Stitt simply said,
"My answer is no."
That does not mean there hasn't been more immigration arrests, however.
I mean, I think we can see that there's a clear difference in the way that ICE is behaving and that ICE has behaved.
Atenas Barola is an immigration lawyer and director of the Immigration Integration Center with the Latin American Coalition.
We do have confirmed reports of people being picked up between home and work, between home and school, right outside of their workplace.
All this, she says, breeds fear in the immigrant community and a growing distrust in law enforcement officers, regardless of their uniform. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.